This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. President Biden signed a proclamation today establishing a national monument in honor of Emmett Till, whose death propelled the civil rights movement.
Telling the truth and the full history of our nation is important. It's important to our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, to our nation as a whole.
Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
Nearly 70 years later, Reverend Wheeler Parker Jr. has not forgotten the summer of 1955. He was 16 when he traveled with his cousin Emmett from Chicago to visit relatives in the Mississippi Delta. On their trip, the cousins went to Bryant's grocery store. It was owned by Roy and Carolyn Bryant.
Miss Bryant comes out, and when she comes out, he whistles.
So as soon as he whistled, you knew?
We took off. This black boy whistled a white woman. 1955 in Mississippi? That's a death sentence.
Till would have been 82 today. UPS workers have reached a union deal. Here's CBS's Lilia Luciano.
A walkout of workers would have had national economic implications. UPS delivers roughly 24 million packages every single day. The company described the agreement as a, quote, win-win. The union says, quote, the agreement puts more money in our members' pockets.
Heat waves gripping the globe have all the fingerprints of climate change.
From Phoenix, where university professor Kathy Jacobs says climate change is increasing the Earth's temperatures.
So this is not normal.
To Greece, where wildfires are out of control.
We evacuated the village. Now some houses are on fire. We don't know what to do.
Scientists say this month's heat is likely the hottest the Earth has been in human history.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick reporting. Protests in Israel have calmed down a bit today, but it follows a chaotic night. Violent clashes erupted in both Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, where thousands blocked highways. Police had to use water cannons to clear crowds. An update now on an NBA star's son. Here's reporter Erica Herkowitz.
Bronny James, the 18-year-old son of NBA superstar LeBron James, is said to be out of intensive care and in stable condition after going into cardiac arrest during a workout at USC Monday. Bronny was rushed by ambulance to the hospital after collapsing at USC's Galen Center, where the team plays and practices.
SAG strikes continue across the country, but it's The Rock to the rescue.
Hey, did you bring the cavalry?
Woman, I am the cavalry.
He donated seven figures to help out-of-work actors. SAG now urging others to do the same. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 fails to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million to the city's budget for road repairs, or about one quarter of that budget. After last night's hearing on the topic, which drew dozens of people for public comment, most of them largely opposed to the new fee, the council is expected to take action on the measure at tonight's meeting. A Water Street business owner is sentenced for selling drugs and being a felon in possession of a gun. Dwayne Perkins, the owner of Dropkicks, was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Perkins told investigators he sold fentanyl to support his own drug habits. A heat wave is on the way. Temperatures today could touch 90 here across the Chippewa Valley.
From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait, now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media weather team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to hour number two. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the great Mr. Aaron Zommers over on the board. It is Tuesday, the 25th of July, 2023. It is Tuesday. It is the 2 o'clock hour, and that means one thing. Time for Tuesday Tangents with one and only Luke Mathers.
How are we doing, Todd?
Better now that you're here. Better now that you're here.
That's too kind of you to say.
It makes me. I have to apologize on the air because, as you are beginning to learn about me after working together for 9, 10 months, whatever it's been, I am a creature of habit. I like things consistent, at least in my personal life, and I don't do well when things get discombobulated. I need some recombobulation from Dan Schaefer, don't we all?
And that'll come tomorrow on town call.
See, and I apologize on social for not promoting.
No
Tuesday
worries.
Tangents.
My Tuesday was a little busy, so I don't even think I got onto the socials to see. Yeah. So it's okay.
I'm not myself yet. I got to get back into a routine.
There's been a couple
space.
Of things, you know, right? Discombobulating us. We're here. You're on StreamYard. We've got the brand new studios here on State Street. There's a lot going on here for the Todd Albaugh Show and for Civic Media as a whole.
There's a lot going on, but it's fun.
Yeah,
and I think little by little, the upgrades are making a difference. And we've been covering the EAA convention on Mino and the Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, terrific new morning show for the Fox Valley. Half a million people heading to the Fox Valley for EAA this week.
Went through there on this weekend.
Yeah,
I was coming back from Shawano and I drove by the grounds, and it was the busiest road. What is that? 26 between
Rosendale.
Rosendale.
You cut through Rosendale. Yeah,
that was a mistake.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine this week.
I did not get a ticket, but just busy, congested. Busy. Oh yeah.
Oh, I can't imagine that.
Congested like my
and everything,
nostrils
too.
In springtime. Just crazy.
But yeah, there's a lot going on. We're covering that. We've got the Brewers. Right now, we're getting ramped up. There's going to be the Packers joining the Civic Media Network on our WRJN in southeastern Wisconsin out of Racine and Kenosha. So the Badgers football season, we're going to be covering the Badgers on several different Civic Media stations. It's a very exciting time right now, Todd.
And we're going to talk about all this on the other side of the break. But right now, the keeper of the Milwaukee Brewer tickets, you can hear the Brewers on WISS and Oshkosh and WRCE News from the Center. Oshkosh Air Support and Oshkosh News from the Center and Richland Center all season long. Mr. Luke Mathers is the keeper of all the tickets. He keeps them sealed in a mayonnaise jar under Funkin' Waggle's porch, and they've been there since noon. And Mr. Mathers, you have brought four more tickets.
Yeah.
For tonight's game.
You're having such a good success. My mess up, my sleep. We've had a little bit of ticket exhaustion almost here. We've got all the Brewers tickets. We're also giving away right now. Civic Media is giving away State Fair tickets. We're also doing a ton of giveaways with the Civic Pints Challenge right now. So if you donate blood between now and we've extended the deadline to August 15th.
Nice.
If you give blood between now and then, you're entered to win some excellent prizes as well. So again, a lot going on here across the Civic Media Network, but we kind of had some extra tickets to make sure that we wanted to send some listeners to the game tonight. So we got four more Brewers tickets for tonight's game, a game and a half ahead of the Cincinnati Reds. They are in town. If you want to go, what are we doing, Todd?
Caller number five.
Caller number five. If you want to go to the game tonight.
844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Give us a call. We'll take caller number five. Mr. Zomers is standing by. You have to be able to go tonight. First pitch at 7:10, and you cannot have won in the last calendar month.
Correct.
And you have to have a smartphone because, contrary to Todd's goofiness, the tickets are actually electronic. Not our decision, the Brewers. So you have to have a smartphone.
It's one of those lingering COVID things. Yes. Everybody switched to ticketless, paperless, not ticketless. Right. You still get the tickets, but paperless during the COVID-19 pandemic.
Let's just pick up the phone. We don't have to screen it, Mr. Zomers. Just put them through. I'll tell what number they are. Hello. Welcome to the Todd Allball Show. You are caller number one. Thank you for calling. Keep calling. You might be caller number five. So you are caller number one. Thanks for calling. We are waiting now for caller number two, 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Wouldn't it be fantastic if it was the same person that called five times?
No, that defeats the purpose. That's like ballot harvesting or something, Todd. Come on. Come on. But it is an exciting time right now. The Brewers going with one of their top prospects getting called up this weekend, Sal Frelick, doing a tremendous job, hitting his first major league home run last night. Like, those are the things that you get to experience by going to American Family Field and watching the first place Brewers play some baseball tonight.
And these are not your average seats. These are club level seats. They're padded. You got the bathroom right outside the area you sit in, kind of a concession stand just for the club level. And during the seventh inning stretch, they come down and they do a pole dance.
No, they don't, Todd. I still am confused at where you're going for this experience, but it is not these. They're family friendly seats.
Yes,
Todd.
Yes, of course. They're family friendly. We've had caller number two. We're waiting for caller number five. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mr. Zomers is taking caller number three. This reminds me back at the old Richland roller rink where they'd do... You ever go roller skating as a kid?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'd say, all skate, everybody all skate. Or couple skate. Boy ask girl, or girl ask boy.
I believe that was caller number four right there, too. So it sounds like during this break, we're going to get caller number five.
All right, State, if you're calling, hold on. We're going to take your call on the other side because you are going to be the winner. Also, stay with us. We have a cut from Sal Frelick as well, talking about his big first home run in the major leagues, all that. And Mr. Luke Mathers on the other side. This is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Yeah, I'm so stressed. Our business is growing. We've got people all over now.
Ooma.
What is that? Meditation?
I'm recommending the Ooma cloud phone system with auto attendant and more than 50 features.
Ooma?
Yep. Switching to Ooma is a cinch. Just $24.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Now you're feeling it. Find small business calm at ooma.com/radio. That's ooma.com/radio.
This time of year, the world's busiest airport is Oshkosh. During the Experimental Aircraft Association, EAA Air Venture. 10,000 airplanes fly in, typically 600,000 people visit, spending $170 million. Big numbers worth celebrating considering EAA started in a Milwaukee basement with a little more than 100 people 70 years ago. EAA runs through July 30th. Keep an eye to the sky if you're in the Oshkosh area. Daily air shows start at 2:30. I'm Terry Barr.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Pursuing Milwaukee Brewer baseball wins wherever it may lead. This is the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 15 now past the hour of 2 o'clock. It is Tuesday Tangents along with our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers. Mr. Zomer's on the board. Mr. Mathers, in his graciousness, has brought us four more tickets for tonight's game. The Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Cincinnati Reds in a big NL Central matchup at AmFam Field. We have four tickets in the club level section, and the next caller wins them. Nancy in Verona, congrats. You win the tickets.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Absolutely. I have a 96-year-old mother that's going to be really excited. She's such a fan.
That's fantastic. That's amazing. That's great. Well, for the first pitch tonight, it's at 7:10, and these are fantastic seats. They're padded. You can see right into the Brewers dugout. You're going to love the game. Are you listening to us on WMDX or over the Civic Media app?
WMGX.
Very good. Very good. WMDX here in Madison, Wisconsin, our kind of our home station. You can hear us on 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. And, of course, you can listen to the Brewers all season long over in Oshkosh on Oshkosh Air Support. The Big 1100 on the AM side and 98.3 on the FM side or in the southwest part of the state. My home stomping grounds, WRCE. News from the center, AM 1450 and FM 107.7. We appreciate you, Nancy, listening to us here in Madison. Thank you so much. You and your mom and whoever else you take, enjoy the game tonight. Should be a big one. Hang on to the line now. Don't go anywhere. And Mr. Zomers will take your contact information, including your email, so we can email those tickets to you off the air, okay? All right. Very good. Nancy and Verona. I love making people happy, Luke.
Yeah, that's going to be awesome. I'm looking forward for Nancy to get the chance to experience the Civic Media seats. And it's something that you're going to want to stay tuned to Civic Media all summer long. This Brewer season is a fun one. And if you are listening to your favorite Civic Media products, you can get a chance to win some tickets to some Brewers games.
You never know what could happen.
Yeah.
So you got to tune in every day to each program because you may just wake up. You're kind of like the Pope. You appear from the window and you bless us with these tickets.
I try to send them out ahead of time. I try to be better than just appearing out of nowhere. But
No, I didn't mean it that way. I'm just saying, it's lovely.
And a message pops up in your inbox saying, hey, we've got some tickets to give away.
That's right. It makes my day.
We're going to have another free ticket Friday for a state fair as well. So if you want a chance to go to the Wisconsin State Fair on us, you're going to want to be listening to Civic Media programming all Friday long. You'll have some chance to call in and win some free ticket Friday for the state fair tickets.
Have you been there?
Have I been to the state fair?
Yeah.
I know some
people that have I never went.
I grew like up in the Milwaukee area. My brother's house is. You've never been to the state fair, Aaron?
I feel like we talked about this. I haven't been to the state fair.
I want to do a show from the state fair because I want to do like cream puffs. My favorite part of the state fair.
I don't
fair,
like cream puffs, though. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah.
How can you not like a cream puff?
I don't like whipped cream all that much. Anyways, so
I've had some. I've only had, I think, like two cream puffs, and it was okay because it was like. I'm not necessarily. Okay. Let me back up a little bit. How I would describe the cream puff I had was if you took paper, but it's pastry. And then whipped cream in the middle. So you have a ball of paper with whipped cream in the middle, and it's mostly air.
These are, it is light, but these are delicious delicacies prepared by the fine folks at the Wisconsin State Fair.
No, I haven't had those.
Wisconsin dairy products. That's what it's about, promoting the dairy producers of Wisconsin, you understand?
Oh, yeah, and they do a terrific job, and there's more for everybody else to eat, because I choose to abstain.
if it's not that, what's your favorite part of the State Fair?
State Fair is probably the fried food. That's
really?
I like the fried food. The deep fried olives on a stick, they're really? Like cheese filled and they're green, like giant green stuffed olives.
See, I do love myself a green olive.
Yeah, and they're deep fried to deliciousness. Those are terrific ones. I love the milk booth. I always...
Okay.
It used to be, what, a quarter? I think it's like 50 cents something now, like that, 75 yeah. cents for a cup, which is fine. It's still a good deal. But I love like the root beer flavored milk. That's a good one that you can usually only get at the fair. What else is on the to-do list at State Fair? I love the pork chop sandwiches. Mm. Always good roast corn. I go into food coma practically when I'm there. It's anything but the cream puff, really, or the cotton candy lemonade. I'm not doing the cotton candy lemonade.
I was just going to ask you about that one.
William Walter's going to try to get me to drink it, and I don't want it, and I'm not going to do it. It looks like just try if it. You... I don't. It looks Look. Too sugary. You got to be careful. You got to pace yourself at the State
try
Fair.
Try anything once, and if it kills you, try it again. You know, I mean,
how does that work?
I don't know. And a friend, when you say that all the time. I love the pavilion where you go in and it's like the Ginsu knife guy or the Sham Wow guy. I love all the live
the Expo Center,
live performance. Oh,
yeah.
I love that.
You can get the big pickles there. Mm-hmm. I love a good caramel apple you can get. They've got the Wisconsin grilled cheese booth.
Yeah.
You got Cedar Crest ice cream. You got a ton of Wisconsin staples.
Ooh, I love Cedar Crest.
I'm starting to get hungry just naming off all the things that I eat at State
Fair. Tune
in
this Friday and Luke will have tickets for us. And you could be a big winner out there across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is, what is it, Fabulous Ticket Friday?
Free Ticket Friday.
Free Ticket Friday, I don't know. It started with F. We both like alliteration. I just couldn't remember what it was. We were talking about Milwaukee, but we gave you, so thank you for letting us give these tickets away today. We appreciate that. You brought up Sal Frelick. Now, this is a guy, a young dude who was drafted, 2 years ago by the Milwaukee Brewers. It was playing for the farm team, the Sounders. And there's a great video circulating around online of the manager after the Sounders played 2 or 3 nights ago, said, "You ready to play? You ready to play?" He points at Frelick and says, "You ready to play? Well, you're not playing here. You're going to the big leagues." And the clubhouse just goes nuts.
Yeah.
So all he does is just come up and be spectacular on both the offense and the defense. And as you said, hit his first home major league home run last night.
Yeah, he's playing really good baseball. It's excellent to see the prospects coming up. Like that's one of the most exciting aspects of this Brewer season. And some people like watching two nights ago, or I think it was last night. Mm. It was either last night or Sunday night. It was last night because they ended up winning.
Yeah.
But watching like people in real time on social media criticize, "Oh, the Brewers, they had a runner in scoring position again," and they're like criticizing the team. And I get it. If you're a fan, you want to see the team succeed. And some people through the first half of this season have said the Brewers have underperformed. And that may be the case. There's no really,
There's
really
still
no way
first
to tell.
Place, baby.
Right.
Last time I checked.
Last time we checked, they're still in first place in the NL Central. And so it's interesting to just kind of see some of the criticism that gets lobbed at the team. But then when the rubber hits the road and it's the bottom of the ninth, Christian Yelich is looking like MVP-style Christian Yelich. And so not only is Christian playing great, the starting pitchers are starting to get into their groove. They're getting healthier. But all of these young guys that are coming up through the Brewers system and that we get to see grow up on the baseball field before our very eyes. Like, this is such an exciting season, and I really hope that fans of the Milwaukee Brewers don't waste that away this year with the criticism of trying to say, "Oh, well, the team could have played better."
Right.
And
live
so,
in the moment. Enjoy it.
Enjoy the season. There's a lot of young talent on this roster. It could be very exciting to see where this team goes. And rather than try to criticize them for the risk, the runners in scoring position, not getting home, just cheer on the Brewers, hope that they win, and just enjoy the game.
Just soak it up.
I don't know. It's
Mr. Zomers, I apologize. I'm producing the show on the fly. Did you get that? Look, this is how good this guy is. Understand, if you're going to get yourself a radio show, make sure you get yourself a producer like Aaron J. Zomers. Because
J is not my middle initial.
I kind of knew that, but I liked it because...
Like you said, he's producing the show on the fly, Aaron. Come on, just go with it.
Right. Okay, J is my middle initial.
Here's Sal Frelick after the game last night talking to the press about his just fairy tale first few games here with Milwaukee Brewers from last night after hitting his first major league home run.
Probably another one of those like dream about in the backyard sort of things. But can you just tell us about the moment tonight?
Yeah, I mean, definitely surreal, kind of blacked out running those bases. So can't really remember too much, but really happy to see one go over the fence.
Have you had a lot of those moments so far? Blacking out, not remembering on the field?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of it really hasn't sunk in yet, but I think that's just part of the game and going out, you know, and competing and wanting to win. It was so bad that some of the stuff doesn't really settle until after the game.
Do you feel like you're being yourself while you're here?
Yeah.
Like the type of player that you are, yes. Do you feel like we're seeing that here?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if I thought, you know, I was going to hit a homer this early. I think it's definitely cool, but again, trying to be that spark plug in the lineup, getting on base, being really annoying for pitchers and you know, playing good defense, being a good teammate, stuff like that. So I'm going to keep doing that every day.
What was your view of Joey's catch, and did you think he had a track on it?
As soon as it was hit, I knew it was going over the fence, and I knew he was gonna bring it back. So I've seen that happen too many times in the road. I just knew it was going to happen.
Sam, I think I heard your group was up to 18 friends and family. Are they hanging out for a while?
They were piling on. No, that was the peak yesterday. I think I went back down to just a few, but some of the boys are still here for this one. I think they're going back though.
Did the family have to go back?
My brother and sister did, but my parents are staying, I think, through the rest of the series.
What's it meant to like have them be part of this with you?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, all the money they poured into, you know, my baseball career growing up, and I think it's definitely rewarding for them just to see that all they've given me is kind of paying off, and, you know, I owe it to them, so to have them here is awesome.
There's Sal Frelick from Milwaukee Brewers last night, and Luke, I just love that because the 18 of his friends and family, you know, and you know, I talk about it. We have Brady Ewing from Richland Center, who lives just grew up a couple of houses down from my mom, and saw him play in high school, and then walk out at UW, end up being a captain, and going to 3 Rose Bowls, and then making it in the NFL. And I know what a cool feeling that is to see somebody you know make it. I can't imagine what it's like having your flesh and blood do it. And I just love stories like that.
Yeah, no, it is the ultimate feel good story around it. Best, the only other Brewer that had as good of a start as Sal Frelick is Paul Molitor.
Yeah.
Like, that is excellent company to keep. And so it's a very exciting season. It's a very exciting debut. I'm really excited to see what this young roster is going to continue to do. And hopefully they get to put together another W for tonight against the Cincinnati Reds.
7:10, the first pitch. Always exciting. Milwaukee Brewers baseball in Oshkosh and in Richland Center. A couple of minutes left here. Breaking news this afternoon. Former defensive coordinator and interim head coach of the Badgers, Jim Leonard, is picked up by Brett Bielema and Illinois, the Fighting Illini. What do you make of that?
The Badgers are going to beat them still this season.
I mean, I'm a big Jim Leonard fan.
I'm a big Jim Leonard fan, too.
And it's not to be a coach. It's an analyst, a football analyst.
Yeah, it's kind of like a special assistant to the president kind of role,
right.
I think. Is he kind of, you're not going to be the defensive coordinator in that role, but you'll be able to comment and share input on the football operations that will go on down there in Illinois. I've got some family members that are Illini fans, and I think they're going to be very happy with the decision, but I think the Badgers are still going to take care of business when they meet up this season.
And Badger football and basketball here on Civic Media throughout the year as well. You co-host the noon program, Pristine Hours, from 12:15 until 1 every day with William Walter. Town Call, what's coming up tomorrow on the show?
We're going to recombobulate on Wednesdays. We have Dan Schaefer of the Recombobulation Area joining us, so you can tune in for that segment beginning at 12:30. But it'll be a terrific show. Will and I have a great time asking questions, breaking down the headlines of the day, and engaging our listeners by having them call in and text in to share their thoughts.
Luke, my Tuesday is always better every time you're here. Appreciate you, my friend.
Appreciate you, Todd.
Absolutely. That's Luke Mathers. Catch you tomorrow at 12:15 with William Walter on Town Call. We have Cocaine Sharks after this on the Todd Ball Show.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. President Biden has declared a national monument spanning 2 states in honor of Emmett Till.
Today we join together as I sign a proclamation designating Emmett Till and Mamie Till Mobley National Monument in both Illinois
and the Mississippi.
The black teen was murdered after a white woman claimed he whistled at her back in 1955. His mother later put his mutilated body on display in an open casket at his funeral. We should start getting used to this intense heat. Here's CBS's Cammie McCormick.
A study out today says these heat waves will become more common because of the burning of coal, oil, and natural gas.
Rubber bullets. Big mistake.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson's helping out his fellow actors. He just donated an undisclosed seven-figure sum to tide over striking union workers that are fighting for better pay and benefits in Hollywood. CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For 105.7 CFW and the Tap FM 93.5, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. For the second time this year, the Eau Claire City Council will be considering a wheel tax. Earlier this year, a proposed wheel tax of $30 fails to advance to the full council. The new proposal calls for a $24 fee that would provide an estimated $1.2 million to the city's budget for road repairs, or about one quarter of that budget. After last night's hearing on the topic, which drew dozens of people for public comment, most of them largely opposed to the new fee, the council is expected to take action on the measure at tonight's meeting. A Water Street business owner is sentenced for selling drugs and being a felon in possession of a gun. Dwayne Perkins, the owner of Dropkicks, was sentenced to 7 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. Perkins told investigators he sold fentanyl to support his own drug habits. A heat wave is on the way. Temperatures today could touch 90 here across the Chippewa Valley.
From the Civic Media News Desk here in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
It doesn't hurt, feels good to help. And when you give blood, you provide a life-saving difference for others. The need doesn't take a summer break, so we have a challenge for you, started by Civic Media's Earl Ingram.
Congratulations to all those people and all of you who donate blood.
Take a selfie while giving blood, then post it along with hashtag CivicPints. Give blood and you could get a prize, too. Find challenge details and a donation center near you at civicmedia.us/giveblood. civicmedia.us/giveblood.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's What's on Tap for the Chippewa Valley.
93.5.
The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Back to the Todd Lovell Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a Tuesday. We're glad to have Mr. Luke Mathers along. Tuesday tangents. Luke, always a great time had by all, and appreciate all of you being with us as well. Before we go any further on this cocaine shark story, which is, I find it fascinating. Anyway, I want to give this shout out to our ongoing contributor and friend, Mr. Jeff Perry. Now, he's been on this show several times, helps us out a little bit from time to time as well. And he informed me, because he came on last Friday when Tony Bennett, the late, great Tony Bennett, sang or passed away and had some of his remembrances thereof. So Jeff's dad, the fantastic Rod Perry, who for several years was an announcer and station manager at WRCO, now part of the Civic Media family, Rod's still doing a little radio himself. So I want to let you know that Rod and Jeff Perry have put together a Tony Bennett tribute special. and it's going to be playing on the community station here in Monona, just outside of Madison, on WVMO. It airs tomorrow night, July 26th at 9 p.m., and again on Sunday, July 30th at 4 p.m. And I believe you could stream, just type in WVMO, the community station there. It's not a for-profit station, so we're happy to give that community shout-out to WVMO. And a great Tony Bennett special with Jeff and Rod Perry tomorrow on the 26th of July at 9 p.m. and again on Sunday, the 30th at 4 p.m. Check it out. I know I am certainly going. A lot of music history between the two of them, and play some of Tony Bennett's best tunes. Here on Civic Media, I want to bring you this story. I saw this and I said, see, now I know what I'm going to talk about. On CBS, headline, cocaine sharks may be exposed to drugs in the Florida Keys, according to researchers. This is a real story. This is not made up. So-called cocaine sharks are the latest nightmarish animal to make headlines. The phenomenon is explored in an upcoming Discovery TV show that will air during the channel's annual Shark Week event. Do you know, Mr. Zommers, we are in Shark Week.
I don't even know what that means anymore.
Well, you had the Tornado Shark movie and...
Well, yeah, Sharknado, yeah.
Yeah, Sharknado. And now we're in Tornado Week. Anyway, they're celebrating this over on Discovery. Like Cocaine Bear before it, a 2023 film loosely based on a bear that consumed cocaine in the forest in 1985, the Cocaine Sharks show has piqued widespread interest before it even aired. It's a catchy headline and show title, but the experiments were primarily done by NOAA. Part of these experiments was filmed in Key West for cocaine sharks, they told CBS News. Still, she said, there's a lot of legitimacy to this clickbait headline. She said the experiments were because large amounts of cocaine often being brought to the U.S. on boats washed up on our coast annually, especially the Florida Keys. Just last month, the U.S. Coast Guard announced it found 14,153 pounds of cocaine in the ocean in nearby Miami. The drugs, I'll let you guess, Mr. Zommers, how much do you think 14,000 pounds of cocaine is worth on the open market?
Well, I honestly have no clue as to the
not a buyer,
value.
Not a seller.
Yeah, exactly. So you said 14,000 pounds?
14,153 pounds of cocaine found on the ocean floor nearby Miami.
$100 million.
Pretty good guess, but no, more. Worth approximately $186 million. Wow. So this expert in chemical transport and ocean current said if cocaine bales follow the ocean current, much like fish and sharks, there's a strong likelihood sharks are coming in contact with the drug. For the experiments, the marine biologist, his nickname is Blowhard, Tom Blowfish Hurd, dropped bales that looked like bales of cocaine into the water to see how the sharks would react to them. They looked for behavioral changes, such as if the sharks were attracted to the fake bales of cocaine and if they chose to eat them over their typical food. Also used a stimulant similar to cocaine to see how the sharks were acting after exposed to that. Our scientist says they did in fact notice some strange behavior, but there is no telling whether the shark behavior changes were associated with the exposure to cocaine or if it was just a coincidence. Images from Cocaine Shark show the sharks did swim toward the bales of fake cocaine. He says, quote, now that it's unusual, it could also be past injury or be a chemical imbalance, he says in the trailer to the show. None of the previous studies, however, have tested the drug on the sharks. They're not going to do that. In a 2021 study published by the Journal of Experimental Biology, they found methamphetamines, oftentimes called meth, causes addictive and behavioral alteration of brown trout. Are we spending money to find out how meth affects brown trout? And the poor brown trout, by the way. Because you don't want your trout on meth. That's a recipe for disaster right there. This is a serious problem, though, because wastewater plants are not equipped to deal with this kind of contaminant, according to the study. Quote, other contaminants of emerging concern, including prescription meds and other consumer chemicals, are similarly introduced into surface waters with the potential to alter the psychology and behavior of aquatic organisms, according to the study.
That is another reason, having worked in a pharmacy.
Give us the insight.
Don't dump your meds in the sink.
Or the toilet.
Or the toilet or anything like that. If you have leftover medication, if you have leftover medication, be it liquid, pill, any other form, bring it into a pharmacy.
Right.
And there's always a box that you can just dump your extra pills in and it is disposed of safely.
Did you ever see Cocaine Bear?
I did not. My roommates did, but I was out of town.
I guess it was kind of a good movie.
From what I understand, it's just a good old-fashioned brainless action movie
right.
that kind of is on the side of the bear, but also very gory. I don't really know.
Kind of on the side of the bear.
Like, don't mess with nature kind of thing.
As if the bear had an agent in the room when they made this movie.
Maybe. And they're like, my bear doesn't lose on screen.
So I don't know. Anyway, they have this but in all seriousness, think about that. Think about thousands of pounds of cocaine in these drug deals in the ocean off of Miami. And it could not just a shark, could be any animal down there. And heaven forbid it washes up on the shore and some, you know, kid gets a hold of it or something like that. So I don't know. Anyway, if you want to call in, we'd be happy to take your call on this. What you're feeling about cocaine sharks or cocaine bear. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. Maybe at the end of this segment, Mr. Sommers' talents have dialed up a song about bales of cocaine.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's Bales of Cocaine by the Reverend Horton Heat. As soon as you
Wait
said...
Wait a minute. By the Reverend Horton Heat?
Yeah, I saw him live in Madison here.
Was that in a basement?
It was. This one was not in a basement. No, it was at High Noon Saloon, and it was a great concert. It's psychobilly, so it's like rockabilly. But,
oh, I love rockabilly.
Yeah, exactly. It's basically the same genre.
Yeah. Here's a texter in WAUK down in Milwaukee. He said, the kid would sell the blow to fund college. Well, you know, I guess.
And that is Jeff from Shorewood. And, you know, if by kid you mean me, and I somehow acquired bales of cocaine, I mean, I would – it'd either be that or turn it into the police.
But you would have a momentary – at least you would think about for a second, boy, if I sold this, I could, you know, finish up college or do whatever.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah. The only thing I would not be doing is trying it because, right. Well, I have some friends who are like, I'd try cocaine. For yeah. me, I have enough health problems as it is. No, thank right. you.
Yeah, you and me both. I would have no interest in trying it at all. What if you found a bunch of drugs like that in the street? It brings up an interesting question, right? What would you do with it? Would you turn it in to the police or would you try to profit from it? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. I see the way that my life goes, and friends and family that know me, if I would try to sell it, I would be the guy that would get caught the first time by some undercover agent and end up in 20 years in jail.
I think I would too.
You know, it's just my luck. Some people have the kind of luck where you can pick that up and make $100,000 and walk away. Not Todd. It's always, you know, you always get caught in those kind of things.
I think I would also always feel guilty.
Yes. I concur with that. What would you do if you found a bunch of cocaine or illegal drugs on the street or in the water? What would you do?
What a question.
Well, you know, I thought it came up. That's what I love about this program. Sometimes questions just come up, and I like to hear from people. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I'd like to hear from somebody that just says, you know, I'd take it to my next party. You know, maybe be a heck of a party, right? Mr. Zombers is looking off into space right now.
No, I've got monitors over there. I was looking at the computer.
All right, very good. Well, this has certainly been a tangent-esque type of show, has it not?
Oh, definitely.
Also, if you want to call in about the sports thing, the Brewers, and also Jimmy Leonard. How about that Jim Leonard? Now working down for Chicago, for University of Illinois, down in Champaign. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you on a Tuesday. As we said before, coming up tomorrow, Trigvi Olson is going to be in from the Lincoln Project with some brand new research numbers. This is an extensive survey, and thousands of people were surveyed on everything from politics to media to finances. And I stayed up way too late last night reading this multi-page report from Trigvi. And I slept like crap. I kept waking up. I'm not going to tell you who. But I had dreams that two different people were fired here at the company. Not me, not you. But I woke up, I'm like, what is going on?
One of those weird nights.
Yes.
You have too much coffee yesterday or something?
Maybe not enough. Maybe that's the problem. Certainly no Cocaine Bears episodes. So I'm not sure what it is. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Taking your calls on this news this afternoon that Jim Leonard, former defensive coordinator for the Wisconsin Badgers, also interim head coach last year after the firing of Paul Christ, had, I believe, hip or knee surgery on the offseason, and now has been hired by Brett Bielema to go down to Illinois, University of Illinois, and be an advisor. And again, good for him. I'm a huge Jim Leonard fan, but I'm not sure what the play is, because he got this, you know, payout, as he should have, from UW. And so maybe it's maybe since he's not quote unquote a coach but an advisor, it allows him to continue to get his payout for UW. I don't know. I don't know the ins and outs or the politics of it all, but we shall see. Great guy, great coach. He will be a head coach eventually at some point, either in college. Of course, he had a shot to be the defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers, what, 2 or 3 years ago. Turned that down. Jim Leonard, never met him in person, but I know people that have, so he's a great, great guy. Going to come back, switch gears a little bit, take your phone calls as well, and more of our time with Mr. Aaron Zomers on the board. Speaking of, play us to the break, Mr. Zomers, a little Cocaine Shark on the Todd Allball Show on Civic Media.
And now I am a rich man, but I'm still a farmer too. But I sold my farm in Texas, bought a farm down in Peru. And when I get so homesick, I think I'm going insane. I travel back to Texas in a low flying plane. Bales of cocaine falling from low flying plane. I don't know who done dropped them, but I think I'm just the same. Bales of cocaine falling like a pouring rain. My life changed completely by the low flying plane.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
I would be remiss if I didn't say that some of what we do in government always is political. It has policy impacts. It has political impacts. But if your raison d'etre and your organizing principle is that my guy wins and your guy loses, the entire country suffers. That is not our call to serve. That is not what we raise our hand and say an oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The Supreme Court threw out affirmative action.
In a lengthy dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor spoke at length from the bench. In so holding, the court cements a superficial rule of colorblindness in endemically segregated society where race continues to matter.
Not anymore, Robert says
we're good.
It doesn't.
We're good. We can talk about how racism has impacted you in your life and other spots of the admissions.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the air. app.
Professor Schwaber, what grade would you give the Supreme Court for their interpretation of the law?
That doesn't really work. The grade ordinarily would be how accurately and thoughtfully and carefully have you interpreted, you know, existing precedents. I tell you what, though, if I were teaching a course in, let's say, logic, and I was asked to grade this work in terms of its coherence and its rigor, a high D.
Wow. A high D.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Mattinair.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. It also delivers vital emergency information when your community needs it most. A new bill in Congress would ensure AM Radio stays in your car, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service is critical. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes before the start of the Matt Flynn Show following the national local news, a little weather as well. Matt Flynn direct from 3 until 4. You're not going to want to miss it. Matt Flynn, always informative, going to give you some insight as an attorney, also as a former chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. And he's going to make you laugh a little bit. One of the great things about Matt is he's not afraid to laugh at himself. So I appreciate that. But a great show as always coming up at the top of the hour just after the news. Matt Flynn direct. Then at 4 o'clock, Dom and Kroot are in with the Devil's Advocates. Remember, it's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates at 6 o'clock, great new program, The Maggie Dawn Show, also an attorney. A little knowledge, a little fire, a little spunk. Information, Maggie Dawn Show from 6 until 7. Then at 8 o'clock, Rick Smith Across America. And at 10 o'clock, wonderful guy Robert Pilot with Native Roots Radio. Don't forget, you can listen to all the programming, not just over the air on our many fine stations across Wisconsin, but also on the Civic Media app. Download the app today. Simply go to your app store on the Apple or Android device. Type in Civic C-I-V-I-C is in civics class, Civic Media, in the App Store search bar. Takes less than a minute. It's free, what we call a deal. The Civic Media app, you can take Mr. Zommers and I along with you every afternoon, 1 until 3, as well as the other fine programming here on Civic Media. Texter texted in here over the break. Great question. Will Jim Leonard be a future Badger head coach? And if yes, in what year? It's kind of a touchy question, right? Because I am very excited for Luke Fickell and the Wisconsin Badger football team this fall. But there is a theory out there, and we wish Coach Fickell all the best, but should it not work out for whatever reason, would Jim Leonard come back and be the coach? Interesting question. Will Jim Leonard be a future Badger head coach? And if so, in what year? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Also, Mr. Zommers playing that. What was the name of the song there going to the break?
Bales of Cocaine.
Bales of Cocaine. Talking
by
about
the Reverend Horton Heat.
Horton Heat. Play it, Reverend. From Waukesha, W-A-U-K, or in Milwaukee. Says,
which is Jeff from Shorewood.
Jeff from Shorewood. Now that I've made you a fake name for you, now he's calling you AJ. His middle initial is not J, but that's fine. Mr. Zommers, that was a great bump, as in bump music. And got to see my little 60-year-old brother's band, the Cork and Bottle String Band. My brother John plays banjo. I hear the little hillbilly is pretty good. Cork and Bottle String Band. That sounds fantastic. I love a good bluegrass or folk band. That'd be fun to have them on. Maybe Jeff and Shorewood can link us up there.
And maybe we can go listen to them, because they have some more performances this year yet, including August 10th.
Oh.
So that's coming up.
Fantastic. A couple of newsy items here before we go. Not sure what. Should we talk about X first or talk about those Republicans who have qualified for the Republican debate?
Let's talk about X so we can get it out of the way and I can stop thinking about it.
Okay. According to the Axios News Service, there's a new-ish social media app on the block driving the news. On Sunday night, Elon Musk began rolling out the long-teased rebrand of Twitter into X. Musk bought Twitter last year for $44 billion with the help of other equity investors and billions in loans. So finding the on switch for the money printers is paramount. Since the start of his ownership saga of the social media company, Musk has repeatedly talked about turning the product into a super app that bundles a slew of services into one platform. Musk also appears intent on reviving the X brand, one he's loved since the 90s, as a matter of fact. In fact, he founded PayPal, Musk did, and he wanted to call PayPal X. Apparently, he's obsessed with the letter X. I don't like this one bit, Mr. Zomers.
Me either. And I have to say that when I've seen a lot of tweets, I will not call them exes.
I'm not.
That's stupid.
All my exes live in
exactly.
Texas.
It just sounds dumb. It sounds like that. One of my favorite ones that I've seen so far about this is from Ryan Overturf on Twitter. He's mm-hmm. just somebody who does board game stuff. But it says, "This rebrand is a grim reminder of how cool I would have found it when I was 14 years old."
Right? I don't know. I really fear that Musk is truly this time on the way to X-ing out Twitter.
There's another one from Mark Jacobs, a frequent guest of Pat Kreitlow, that says X-tinked.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
And Rick Wilson from the Lincoln Project has a whole series of tweets talking about how if you have dog food that's rotten, it's just made of roadkill, and you have the greatest marketing agency on the planet, you'll sell great for a little bit, and then people's dogs will get sick and die, so they'll stop buying it. So you rebrand it, and maybe it'll sell a little bit again, and they're like, oh, this is the same stuff, and then they will never use it again.
Yeah, I don't know. For those people that don't use Twitter, you probably don't understand or get it, but Twitter, you know, I use it to get news. I find it as a curating system for like Associated Press or CBS News or things like that, and unfortunately now, the whole thing is going down the tubes under Elon Musk.
Yeah, he's throwing away almost two decades of household brand recognition.
Yeah. Sad, bad, not glad. Here's some good news if you're a Republican. A few people have qualified for the big Republican. The first presidential debate of the 2024 season will happen in Milwaukee at Fiserv Forum. We are making plans to be there ourselves to cover that. Coming up next month, I believe the 23rd of August in Milwaukee, there's a lot of qualifiers for these Republicans to get on the stage in Milwaukee. Here now, according to the Republican National Committee, here are the qualifiers at this point. The former president, he who shall not be named, no, I'll name, Trump is on. Whether he comes, that's up for grabs. Then we've got Chris Christie, he is in. Ronnie Puddin' Fingers DeSantis, in. This one surprised me a little bit. Vivek Ramaswamy, the tech engineer guy who wants to raise the voting age to 25. I'm not making that up. Ramaswamy is in. Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence is in. Nikki Haley, also in. And Tim Scott, the South Carolina governor, or senator, pardon me, is also in. Can you imagine sitting at a dinner party with Trump, Christie, DeSantis, Ramaswamy, Pence, Haley, and Scott? Give me a sharp stick in the eye.
I'd be afraid of going to jail just for being too close to Donald Trump.
Right. Thank you to Scott Klug, the host of the brand new podcast called Lost in the Middle, America's Political Orphans, which will be debuting this fall right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thank you to Luke Mathers, co-host of Town Call, every afternoon, 12:15 to 1 with William Walter. And thank you to our engineer producer, Mr. Aaron Zomers. And for you for listening, stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out because only you can prevent wildfires. Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
If I could be you...
And you could be me?
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way...
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.